Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside. It is the Saved by the Bell podcast where I have a friend over to watch an episode of the show with me. And then we break it down piece by tasty piece.
There's a lot to break down in this one. This was a dense episode.
Weird one. Okay, that's the voice of Chris Hardwick, who I'm psyched to have back.
Yep.
And you got a real weird one.
Wait a minute, what's going on?
Huh?
Rumble, 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 rumble.
For
Earthquake!
20 minutes. Yes. Now that is the name of the episode we just watched, Earthquake, and the original air date was November 21st, 1992.
Okay.
That was when this first aired. Now, you've been here before. You know what's up. Give me a brief synopsis of the plot before we get into it.
Brief synopsis of the plot?
Pretty easy.
All right. Pretty simple. Zach's trying to get out of a test in physics.
Yes.
With a guy who has kind of a German accent. Sometimes it drifts into French.
Yeah.
And then some other sort of weird European thing.
Totally.
That I'm not 100% sure of. So he's trying to get out of a test. Mr. Belding, who is way too familiar with his students.
Yes.
His wife's super preggers. And Tori is freaked out about earthquakes because she's obviously from another place that doesn't have them.
Right.
And so they have an earthquake drill. Then for some reason, Belding and his pregnant wife meet them at the cafe that all the kids hang out at. And then Zach talks Belding into excusing them from seventh period because their physics midterm, which apparently they refer to as the most important test of the year. I was not aware that midterms are the most important.
Yeah.
I thought finals were actually pretty important.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In any case, so then Zach has this idea where they're going to throw the wife a baby shower.
Yeah.
And he basically calls Belding chicken that he won't stand up to. Mr. Heimlich, who is the German professor's name.
Yes,
which
of course
I feel like is a joke that's so bad that I need that performed on me because I'm choking on how bad that joke is.
Totally.
So then he says, well, we'll throw you a baby shower, Mrs. Belding. And she's like, fine. And rather than like, well, let's do it on the weekend, let's do it during seventh period.
Of course.
No, not a problem. So they throw the baby shower. I guess the test gets postponed to Monday, which is upsetting to Zach.
Yeah.
We never see that pay off, so clearly he graduated. Everything worked out fine.
Yeah.
And then they're going to meet downstairs for some reason or another. So Screech and Belding go in one direction. Slater goes and takes a fucking shower for some reason. The girls do who the fuck knows what. Then Tori and Zach take Mrs. Belding down the faculty elevator where Zach has a key, which apparently is only mildly amusing to Mr. Belding.
Instead
I would have gotten serious fucking detention for having a faculty key to an elevator. And they're in the elevator. The longest earthquake in the history of the planet Earth happens.
We'll get into that.
Basically shakes the fetus into awake mode, and then she starts having a baby. The power is out. They're stuck in the elevator. Belding and Screech are stuck in his office because Screech rips the doorknob off because of his brute strength, and then Slater comes out in a towel after the earthquake stops. He's super ripped, kicks the door open. Tori's freaking out about the earthquake because she's afraid of them because Earth moving scared.
Yeah.
And then when it ends, the power's out. Mrs. Belding is like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna shit out a baby out of my front butt." And then Zach's like, "Tori, you gotta help us because I don't want to see. I'm gonna have to look at the principal's wife's pussy," which he's gonna see, and then he's gonna have like Mrs. B puss juice all over his hands and baby gunk everywhere. And so, Tori, who happened to grab a t-shirt from the baby shower conveniently, they deliver the baby. Mr. Belding totally seems fine with the fact that, you know, two students just delivered his baby.
Yes.
World's longest earthquake, world's shortest labor.
Takes
about 2.5 minutes for that baby to come out.
Totally.
Everything's totally fine. The power comes back on. The door's open. The baby looks like somehow they were able to groom the baby.
Yes, in 2 seconds with no tools.
No junk anywhere.
Yeah, nothing.
Baby's totally clean. Somehow they got the umbilical cord cut either through laser eyes or chewing or something, or maybe sawing it with keys. I don't know. But it's
God.
But it happens, and then that's the end of the episode, and it ends on kind of a, aww. By the way, I don't want to freak you out.
What?
That baby would be 23 now.
Oh, my God. I totally want to do a thing. Like, you know how they did the thing, the kid from the Nirvana cover? Like, I need to search for the baby that was born in the Bayside elevator.
Sure.
I want to know what
that
baby's
doing now. Entire websites are devoted to that.
Oh, I'm sure. And also, I do want to point out before we even get into it that you did, as soon as Tori picked up that shirt, you turned to me and you were like, they're going to use that because she's going to have this baby in this elevator, aren't
they? Of course.
Yes. I was like, damn, you can see that far ahead.
Yep. So all you need to deliver a baby is a t-shirt and a couple
and
of high school students.
A couple teenagers and that's it.
And an elevator.
Okay. I don't know if I can wait to save this until the end, so we might have to open with... Because as soon as you saw the thumbnail for this before I pressed play, you were like, that's Leanna Creel.
That's Leanna Creel. I went to college with Leanna.
Yes.
Leanna is a triplet. Her sisters are Monica and Joy.
Okay.
Joy is married to a comic book artist named Rob Liefeld. Monica, I don't know what happened to her. Anyway, they all had very distinct personalities, and I actually went on a date with Leanna when we were in college.
Yes.
And at the end of the date, I kissed her, which she seemed horrified by, which is totally fine. We ended up all becoming friends. But the Creel sisters were all super cool and all had distinct personalities, and they all acted and stuff. I think they were probably in some sort of a commercial that required triplets.
Well, after seeing this, was Leanna in real life anything like Tori? Was she like tough or something?
No. Well, she was cool. She ended up becoming a photographer, and she's super cool.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to her in years though, but it's but this was in I would have been in college with her when this was shot and aired.
Oh, so she stayed in school even though she was like on the path to acting stardom.
Responsible.
She stayed in school, got her degree.
Even though, I mean, which I feel like she should have gotten an honorary degree for delivering that baby.
An honorary doctorate.
Yeah.
Wait, how did you meet her in school? Did you guys have classes together or something?
I think so. Yeah, we must have. Or we must have had mutual friends.
What did you major in?
Philosophy.
And did she major in photography or something? Or?
No, I don't remember what her major was.
I thought you
would have
done
was.
Like a science-y thing.
No, I was a math major when I entered college, and then I just changed it. I ended up being a philosophy major.
Yeah.
The saddest thing is that with this is that they actually had to perform an episiotomy on Mrs. Belding.
The door's open and they're still like, hold
on a
minute.
They're trying to sew her back up. Yeah.
Wait, isn't that where you have to sew up the lady's b-hole? Like,
well,
isn't that the one where you have to sew up the lady's taint, essentially?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that's, he froze time.
Yes.
To stop the bleeding.
Zach could do into that. Also, I gotta be real with you too. Like, that's kind of, I don't think I want kids. Like, let's get really real. I don't think I want kids for a number of reasons, but part of them isn't even, like, I do know there are ladies that are like, oh, I don't want to, like, ruin my bod, like, my hot bod. It's not even that. Like, I don't want somebody sewing up my beehole. Like, it's sewing up my taint. Or also, when you have a baby, you shit. Like, you all...
So, the doors open, and all the students just see a pile of baby goo and blood and just, like, a fucking... And just a pile of shit.
But that's a thing!
And then Zach's, because they're trapped in the elevator, he's, like, throwing up.
Yeah.
Like, they're all just...
Just, like, every possible human... Anything that could come out of a human's body is inside of that elevator. It's,
yeah,
like,
it's
barf,
all...
shit,
yeah.
Baby stuff, placenta. Just, yeah. Oh, God. Okay, we'll get to that.
But when they open up the when the elevator doors open, it looks like they're in a fucking Sears portrait studio.
Oh, totally. There's, like, nothing. Nobody's even, like, sweating.
No, not
at
all.
It's just like, ta-da, here's your pristine baby.
I mean, I don't know what I expect. It's not like, you know, this isn't.
Well, sure. It's not like.
This isn't like Nurse Jackie. Yeah. Like, I don't know why they would.
It's not like it's a documentary, but even still, it's like, the overall thing with this episode, though, is it's kind of, for this show, like, a kind of a gritty episode, weirdly.
Yeah.
Because even the earthquake stuff, like, they talk kind of frankly about it. Because they do go, you know, when Tori's first asking questions about it or first scared, they say, like, matter-of-factly, like, here's what you need in an earthquake kit. Like, you need batteries, you need whatever, because, like, the power's going to be out and there might be fires or something, so...
Yeah, so they're really trying to give
it's one sliver
of the country some good advice.
It is. It's like a weird PSA episode, but for only people in California.
It's a weird PSA episode with a weird PSA.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Thanks. I don't know if that was really nicely done.
I think it was. It was a smooth segue.
Belding is way too comfortable with these students.
Well, yeah, that's... Okay, so it opens with Belding walking. He's walking down the hall doing Lamaze, like, in the hall.
Yeah.
And so Zach's like, what are you doing? And he's like, my wife is pregnant, so I'm practicing openly in the hallways with these students. And he's just like, okay. And then we cut to Zach going to his locker, and he pulls out, like, a big thing with a graphic that's, like, the Belding baby pool, which, by the way, was totally done at Kinko's.
Yeah.
It's, like, professionally printed again. Like, he went and had this printed
somewhere.
It's the Zach
Morris way.
Yeah, everything is slick.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, everyone's betting on the baby pool, and like many of Zach's schemes, like, everyone wants in on this. People are, like, waving cash in his face.
By the way... The jokes for Screech this episode were bad even for Screech.
Yeah, they were. They were super terrible.
And, like, he brings soap and shampoo
to the baby shower
because it's a shower.
Right. No, he's dumber than ever this episode. And I think he even says, oh, yeah, because in the baby pool, everyone's trying to get a piece of it. And Screech is like, oh, you said you'd cut me a deal or whatever. And he goes, oh, well, I'll give you all of last week.
Yeah.
And Screech is like, yes, what a deal.
Yeah.
Like, this dude that built a robot doesn't know how dates work. It's so infuriating to me. But yeah, so everyone is like waving. This is another one of those schemes where I'm like, I didn't know any teenagers in my high school into gambling.
By the way, I would just expel Zach Morris for having seen my wife's vagina. Yeah. I don't care if he helped deliver the baby. I can't be around that. I would expel him.
As soon as the elevator doors open, it's like,
but I helped deliver
your...
I don't care. I don't want to fucking see you.
Get out of here, man.
I don't
want
to see you.
I don't want to know that both of us men have been to that territory. Like, yeah.
Don't worry, Mr. B. I performed a Z-section.
Oh, damn. And then it's like, da-na-na, da-na-na-na-na.
Credits.
Yeah, so the baby pool... That's totally weird. It's weird that all these students want in on it. Because I feel like even in high school, I wouldn't even know what that meant. Like, I'd be like, what?
I think I would have understood the concept of a pool, but it's just, again, the line between administrator and student is...
Non-existent.
Now I understand that in this universe of this show, that the kids want to see the adults stupid and the students smart.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So,
and it wants to be like, kids do rule the world. Yeah.
Kids do deliver their principals' babies in broken elevators. That's how they do it. Fucking so dumb. I mean, so insulting to anyone who's ever had a baby.
Oh, yeah, that it's like that quick and easy and painless of a process.
She pushed like four times and the fucking baby came out
pristinely
clean as a whistle. Like, did they line her vagina? Did they line her vag with like towels, just terry cloth towels, just to soak up all the gunk on the way out? So the baby, she's just basically like a car wash. She's just a fucking car wash. They just arm rolled that baby like just in time for Mr. B to open the door and be like, "Thanks, thanks, dude." And then
I was just like, did Zach gnaw through the umbilical cord like wolf style?
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
Yep. And then they ate the placenta.
Ah,
and then,
right then.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so after the baby pool, they're like, that's when Lisa comes up and is like, what are you doing? It's the biggest test of the year. We got to go right now to the physics midterm. And you and I both were like, usually the finals count more than midterms.
Sure.
But they're like shitting it over this. So they go to physics and their teacher is Mr. Heimlich, who is like a cartoon of a German person.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not surprised that he's told them that it's the biggest test of the year because he's so insane that he hasn't even really worked out where he's from.
Yeah, he's like in movies, he's like, I am the foreign guy.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
like
exactly.
The bad guy in movies that just has like a vaguely European accent.
Mr. Heimlich.
Yeah, so he's like super cartoony, but in the middle of class, an earthquake drill goes off, which by the way, neither one of us are from here, but maybe in college. Did you ever hear an earthquake drill?
I went to high school here for a year.
Oh, okay.
We must have had it. They all get under their desk, but then they have to walk out to the football field.
Right. Now, it's good that you said that because that's what happens in the show. And for a minute, I questioned that because I thought, I don't know shit about earthquakes. I grew up in Atlanta and then, you know, moved here. But I thought you aren't supposed to go outside.
I thought you weren't supposed to go outside either, just in case there's like falling buildings or cables or whatever.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if getting under the desk is really, then you just get pinned under your desk.
Well, I've heard that you're supposed to stand in a doorway. Or somebody at work told me that you're supposed to, I forget the name of it, but you're supposed to get like next to your bed because then that way if something falls, it like creates like a triangle. So you're not going to
get
hurt. Yeah.
By the way, in reality, what probably would have happened is the doors would have opened and they would have been like, I'm sorry, we couldn't save the baby because we're high school students in a broken elevator.
And have zero training,
and
zero medical training.
And then an earthquake basically just like the school just all collapses in on itself.
Completely. Like, yeah, they're so calm and collected. When I first moved here, the first earthquake I experienced, I did run outside because I had no idea what it was.
Yep.
And it was for 2 seconds, and I thought a truck. It felt like a semi-truck had hit my apartment building. So I just ran outside because I was like trying to see the truck that hit. And then when I got outside, my landlord had just gotten her mail or something, and she started laughing. And she goes, oh, is this your first earthquake? And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess so. That was an earthquake. So, and as an adult, I was like, I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. And these kids are super like, hey, it's no
super
big deal.
Zen.
We're just going to deliver a baby. No problem. Like, yeah. Well, except Tori, of course. Tori freaks out. So they go do the earthquake drill or whatever. They come back. Mr. Belling's like, what are you guys doing? And he's like, well, we had to come back in. We just went out for the earthquake drill. And he's like, I guess I passed out in my office doing Lamaze.
Yeah, so I guess the idea being that he got lightheaded from doing too many breathing exercises and just passed out.
Yep. Cool. Leader of the
school. Probably doing whippets.
Yeah.
Which he referred to as Lamaze class.
Okay, you say that. But my friend, do you know Whitmer Thomas?
No.
He's a comic. He's a friend of mine. He grew up in Tennessee, too. But Mr. Belding's from Tennessee, like, in real life. And Whitmer was like, oh, yeah, my dad's friend is Mr. Belding's old coke dealer.
No.
Like, from Tennessee. But then I was like, tell me that doesn't sound like a band on the Warped Tour.
Mr. Belding's coke dealer. Yeah.
Come on.
Well,
but yeah, so that's a real thing.
If he had been doing coke in this episode, he wouldn't have passed out.
That's true. He would have just been like, Zach, you want to clean the school with me?
And he would have like managed to rip the elevator doors open, get back down there, yank the baby out himself, and then fight a bear.
Yeah. Yes, totally. He would have been the one to eat the placenta in like one bite.
Nah.
So he passes out. He's like, what's going on? Zach's like, well, we just came back in from the earthquake drill. And then that's when Tori is like losing her mind. Like, Tori,
what's an earthquake? What's an earth?
Yeah, yes. I mean, she's just like, what's an earthquake? What happens? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And they're all like, dude, calm down. It's not that big of a deal. But she's flipping out. So the next scene is them at the Max, and she comes into the Max and leaves her helmet on. And then her motorcycle helmet just sits down at the table with the helmet on, like, what's up, dudes? Yeah, I'm just going to do this now. And they're like, what? And she's like, yeah, just in case an earthquake, I just like permanently have a helmet on.
Forever.
Forever.
As long as I live here, I'm just going to wear a helmet.
I know, right? Exactly.
It's probably a weird commitment, but
I'm going to do it. It's going to keep me safe.
Yep.
So they're like, what? And she's like, yeah, you know, it's just to be prepared. And then she puts her bag on the table and they're like, what's this? And they pull out like a string of sausages.
Yeah, it's her earthquake preparedness kit. And it's a weird string of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Just out in her bag.
Yeah. Right, there's like no wrappers or anything. She's like,
I'm starting
yeah.
I think Tori's not that bright.
Yeah, she just has loose hot dogs in her bag.
Never heard of an earthquake.
Never heard of one. Totally.
Lunch meat's just out in the bag.
Yeah, and that's when Slater's like,
helmet.
Yeah, just wearing the helmet all day. And Slater's like, okay, well, if there is an earthquake, what are you gonna do with hot dogs? She's like, this is my survival kit. Like, I'm gonna eat them. And that's, like I said, that's when Slater gets kind of serious and is like, no. It has batteries, canned food, whatever, whatever. Like, gives us real info.
You know, we're just trying to make the show a little more socially conscious.
Yeah, we're just
conscious.
Trying to give you, like, some real information you can
use.
Yeah,
I mean, these are things that you would do in an actual earthquake.
Yeah, and you need your batteries, Tori.
If you were really going to deliver your principal's baby, you would need things like a shirt. And that's it, really.
End of list.
Yeah.
Football jersey. End of list. Yeah, so they're trying to explain that, and then that's when Belding and his wife come into the Max. Now, why two adults would even come in the Max anyway? Because it's like always teenagers. But the principal, as the principal, you do not want to see these fucking kids for one more second outside of school hours.
I wouldn't let those fucks near my wife.
Never! And like, you've already seen these assholes all day long. Why would you bring your wife to like the one place you know they're all hanging out? Don't you remember when you were in high school when you would see your teacher out in the wild? It was like the weirdest thing ever.
And they were just wearing like street clothes.
Yes.
And you're like, ugh.
Yeah. And you would like you'd be like, hi, Miss Whatever. Like you'd try to avoid them and they'd catch you and you go, hey. And you'd be like, ugh.
It's like seeing a line on a surfboard at a
yes.
beach. Where you're just
yes.
like that. Those are out of context.
Yes, like that shouldn't be happening.
Right.
But they of course immediately are like, what's up? Like let's hang out and invite them over to the table.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's like. They bro out so hard right away. Like, they're all just sitting chummy at the table. Like, what's up, dudes? Yeah, total bro time with my principal and his wife. It's
I feel
so
like
weird.
If he had that relationship with the students now, he'd be under investigation.
Completely. He would be under arrest. Like, completely. Like, they're hanging out so hard. They're totally talking openly about her pregnancy weirdly. Like, the kids are just like, when's it due? And dirt, and like feeling on her belly and stuff. And also, her pregnancy is so very clearly a globe shoved up under her sweater. Like, it could not be more perfectly round.
Yep.
Is the worst pregnancy fakey thing. So, yeah, so they're all like super hanging out. It's super weird. And then that's when Zach has the idea of, I think they're bitching about the midterm. Like, they were talking about how hard it is. And then Zach's one like, hey, but what about that baby shower we're totally throwing for you that we've totally planned more than 5 minutes ago?
Yep.
And Belding's like, oh, yeah, of course.
You can get out of class for this thing you just made up.
Yeah, exactly. No problem.
So they go to the trouble of getting all these baby gifts, but for some reason he won't study for an exam.
Yeah, but also they act like... Because Belding goes, oh, it's cool. I'll tell Mr. Heimlich, like, you're going to miss the test.
Yep.
And they go, they're, like, super relieved because apparently they think that means they never have to take it.
And then when they find out that it's going to be on Monday, and then Screech says, oh, that'll give them a couple days to make it extra hard. Like, they don't make tests harder when they're makeup tests.
Yeah,
you just take the fucking test you're going to
take. You just take the same test.
So I don't know why he thought he was just going to get out of midterms.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did they think Belding was going to go, okay, not only am I going to let you guys come for this baby shower, but you just get automatic hundreds on your midterm. Like, no, you're still going to have to take it, dummies. So, yeah, so he's like, yes, you guys all have seventh period off to come to this great shower that's planned.
It's, you know, it's interesting that Zach didn't yell through the elevator like, Belding. If you want your fucking baby, I graduate.
Hold it. Immediately kidnap it.
No exams. No exams.
Immediately.
And I get to use your office for fucking exchange students whenever
can
I feel like it.
Can you imagine that be like the world's fastest, like a baby can kidnap the second it's born?
I feel like just watching Saved by the Bell get mashed up with Skins.
Oh my God, totally. It's just like, yeah, he just is like openly
super
fucking
gross.
Chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super sexual, super.
But yeah, that, but like being born into a kidnapping, just your kid immediately.
Yep.
So they're like, yes, of course you can come to this shower that's totally planned. So the next scene is they are in his office and they're all in the shower. And again, they're all such best friends. Mr. Belding's wife, who just met them the previous day, is like opening gifts like, yes, this is just like you, Slater, to get me or whatever. Like, yeah, we're old friends. And also, did you notice that all the gifts are like TV wrapped, where you know how the box is wrapped separate from the top of the box?
Yeah, just so you can it's just easy like, to, like lift get into
it.
Stuff.
Yeah, you just lift it off. It's just a way that like no real person in history has ever wrapped a present.
By the way, way more problems with the show than just that.
Well, of course. But I'm just saying, like, that's a TV thing that I always loved, because that's in every show where I'm like, no one has ever wrapped a present that way.
They don't want to, you know, like they don't want to hear the crinkling of the paper, and they just want to like.
So it's just like. This pristine just lifting
but
the top
off. You do have to wrap a box top separately,
yes,
which is
I'm
a
saying.
Very hard thing to do.
It's like so much more effort to do that. So they go around and like they're unwrapping the gifts and everything, and then at the end of the shower, that's when the bell rings and
the
Zach
prop departments
says,
probably hate those
oh,
episodes
totally.
Like, god damn it,
we gotta
do you
wrap.
Know how many box tops I yes, have to wrap now
totally separate from the other thing. So the bell rings and that's when Zach goes, darn, I guess we missed the physics test, like we said, like thinking he never has to take it. And then that's when Belling's like, no, of course you have to take it on Monday.
You
like
dumb fucking idiot.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's when everybody splits up. Slater and Lisa go do something. They're like, we'll meet you at the car.
Slater goes to take a fucking shower for some reason. I thought they were all meeting somewhere.
Well, she says swim meet. I think Lisa goes, we're going to the swim meet? I think, I was with you, because at first I'm like, why does he just race to take a shower at school?
Gotcha. Okay, so he's going to the swim meet. All right, at least they patched that hole.
I mean, they had, are you kidding me? When they started writing this episode, they were like, we have to think of a reason why Slater's going to be naked during the earthquake.
So, of course, he comes out in a towel after the earthquake.
Of course. Well, they go, so they all split up, though, and then that's when Zach goes, okay, Mr. Belding, I'll take your wife that I just met with me to the elevator, to the faculty elevator that I have a key to. And like you said, Belding's like, it's cool, like laughs at it. He's not like, how the fuck did you get that key and give it back to me? He's like, Zach, enjoy it. Keep your key.
I'm still laughing at like Mrs. Belding basically just like squeaking out a birth turd like right there.
That is true. And isn't that like, doesn't that tell you what a total pussy I am, that like when I know about the pain and all the stuff about childbirth, and the one thing is like I don't want to take a shit in front of other people, like that's my biggest problem with it, is like I don't want the doctors and whoever else.
You're like splayed open and their hands are in you.
Yes, but the most but horrifying part is that I don't want to shit in front of them.
I don't want to shit on my baby. Like, I want to shit on him a little bit. It's so weird.
But it is weird.
The horrors
that
Zach and Tori would have seen in that elevator.
Yes.
This is pre-internet, so it's not like they could have just...
Right, they have. This is pre-internet, and they've probably not watched like a PBS thing. They do not know what they're.
But
in
they
for.
Did sort of set up that Tori helped her sister deliver a baby.
Oh
so
yeah,
how many fucking baby deliverings do you think you'll be privy to in your life? And she's two by the time she's like 17.
Right, that is true. Like they do say that
the midwife.
She basically, she's a doula now officially. They do say that at like the shower. Yeah, she goes. Well, she's just trying to comfort Mrs. Belding. Like, she's, like, saying, hey, it's not going to be that bad. I helped my sister. It's not that big of a deal or something. So
we were stuck in an elevator. When's that ever going to happen again?
Yeah. Well, okay, so they split up. Zach and Tori and Mrs. Belding take the elevator. Everybody else is doing whatever, and they're going to meet at the car. That's when, as soon as they get in the elevator, what has to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest earthquake in the history of the universe happens.
It takes up like a third of the episode. Just watching it, the intensity stays the same.
Stays the same.
But it goes on for minutes.
Like 5 minutes. I'm not joking. Probably 5 minutes. Now, you and I can say, again, I've only lived here for 9 years now. I have never experienced an earthquake longer than 30 seconds. Tops 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I mean, I feel like even the Northridge wasn't that 1994. Like even the Northridge earthquake was did like, not last.
That's like a sci-fi original movie grade earthquake.
That's like Sharkquake or whatever. It'd be like another Sharknado.
It's Tigerquake.
Yeah,
it's the Earth opens up and belches up tigers, primordial tigers. That's and then one of them like chewed through the umbilical cord. Because they're benevolent. Totally. They're benevolent tigers. They're
just
blue.
There to help you.
It's a cooler color.
So, yeah, it is no exaggeration, a 5-minute earthquake. And again, anybody listening to this who's not been to California or doesn't live anywhere with earthquakes, they're never even a minute. They're not even a minute long ever. So it's insane. And yeah, it would be like Armageddon. And the damage, I mean, if it's that, like, the only thing that happens is like lockers fall over.
Yep.
There would be multiple dead people in Bayside High School.
Like all of the debate club dead.
Yeah, I mean, so many people dead. For real, there'd be classrooms full of dead people if it really went
on
for 5 minutes.
They would have opened the doors and basically seen
carnage.
Just a complete apocalypse.
Totally, because it's like, I can't imagine. The building would have crumbled after 5 minutes of that kind of shaking.
Yep.
So, 5-minute earthquake, but everyone is fine and basically chilling. The only real thing is that Slater's clothes got locked in a locker. Like, that's like the big thing that happened.
They should have called back Tori's preparedness kit and be like, who wants hot dogs now? Like, four
totally.
Strung together hot dogs.
They could have easily eaten them because there's zero other damage. So
upsetting.
5-minute earthquake happens. Yes. And then Zach, Tori, and Mrs. Belding stuck in the elevator. And like we said, she goes into labor. Zach stays remarkably calm.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's totally chill about it.
Yeah.
No big.
Well, Tori is freaking out because of the earthquake.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, her priorities are...
Yeah. She's losing her mind because of the earthquake, but Zach's like, yeah, it's cool, Mrs. Belding. I'll totally...
Are we not going to graduate if we kill your baby by accident?
But also, I'd argue, like, Zach not only has never seen a baby being born or whatever, but he's a dude, like a teenage dude. I can't imagine anything more horrifying for a teenage guy to see than a baby being born.
Or for a pregnant woman to be seen by a teenage guy.
Oh, well, absolutely. But a teenage guy, it's like you already at that time, like all that's on your mind is pussy. Like that's all you want to get. So to see one being destroyed in front of your very eyes, you'd never be able to look at it the same way again. I mean, you know, Zach would be like, oh, I'm not that into girls anymore, I don't think. Like, after that, Zach might not have had sex yet, and he's about to stare into the fucking
eye of the storm. Well, I think they're suggesting that he was a bit of a player. He's probably at this point.
Yeah, but we remember, like, we can't, I don't know if we talked about it on our last episode, but for the most part, I don't know if they're fucking. I think Slater's fucking, but I don't know if Zach is.
Who's Slater fucking?
Well, I think he and Jesse fucked. And also, I think Slater's just... He might be
you
fucking
said that
ladies.
So seriously. Oh. You think he fucks like married women? Yeah. He fucks
Look
like...
at him! You saw him in this towel? He is definitely Mrs. Robinson and up.
He's,
like,
he's
around
definitely,
town.
Yeah. That actually might be his baby. In the episode. This baby's complexion is a little... I would call it non-white.
Oh my God. How amazing. Baby comes out with, like, a perm. It's definitely Slater's.
And ripped.
Yeah.
The baby's just fucking ripped.
Baby muscles.
Got a 4-pack.
That's how it got out so fast. It punched its way out.
Just, like, right through.
Yeah. But you're
right. The baby kicked its way out like Slater kicked the door in.
Dude, now that you're actually blowing my mind, I totally think that Slater is, like, the pool boy for many rich ladies in the Palisades.
Oh, totally.
He's definitely fucking married ladies at, like,
there's no
16.
There's no way he's not.
Because, I mean, you saw... Well, that's the thing. So he comes out in a towel, which I was like, is he naked at, like, balls are swinging under there? He comes out in a towel, of course. Everybody woos. And he's got to walk around, like, shirtless the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only, and then so then Belding gets out of his office after Slater kicks the door in to save them. And the whole school is like standing up against the elevator, like listening. I mean, that's just like another level of weirdness. Like the whole school witnessing the principal's wife having a kid.
Yeah. Through an elevator, just hearing her scream. And he's
like,
oh, honey,
yes.
Hang on. Like not remotely concerned at all that maybe we should get some other help here.
No. Well, they send a nerd. They send Big Pete the nerd to call 911, of course. But for the most part...
Oh, yeah, where he's like, what was that number
what
again?
What was that number again?
Oh,
classic
on.
Nerd move for Big Pete. But then... So they all have their ears up to the elevator, like, let us know what's going on style, which is super weird. But you're right. Earthquake, 5 minutes long. Labor of this child, 1 minute, maybe?
Yeah, you know, I'd say three.
3 minutes?
You know.
I think you're being generous.
Average length.
Yeah. Average length of a labor.
Well, I mean, it was so easy. I'm surprised the earthquake didn't just shake it out of her.
So that it was just like it fell out, like, whoops. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so you're right. So they sit... You know, Zach's like holding her hand. Tori gets her shit together long enough to help.
And by the way, it's their first baby, so you know it's going to be an easy delivery.
Exactly. Like, it's going to be extra hard, extra gross, maybe extra big turd coming out with it.
Oh, my God. Come on. Why would that?
Because she's pushing harder.
Well. And yes, and the day before at the diner,
She was eating tons of shit at the Max.
She was eating french fries and pot fudge and, like, she had, like, a ginger ale with ice cream with a scoop of peanut butter.
Now we're talking about what her turd is made of.
It's made of peanut butter and french fries. It just looks like a weird food grenade.
This is the grossest episode yet. We're mainly focusing on what Mrs. Belding's birth turd consists of.
She accidentally, like, boob squirts. It's like everything.
So it's literally every human secretion that is possible is in this elevator during this, shaking around during this earthquake. It's afterbirth, placenta, poop, milk, barf, Zach's barf, tears, Tori's tears, everyone's sweat. It's everything that could possibly come out of a hole in a human.
Yep.
Is in this elevator.
It's in this elevator.
Mixing around. It's human soup, this elevator.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then it just opens to... So in real life, then that opens to the school, and then they all barf. It would be like Stand By Me.
Yep.
Everybody just barfs on everybody, and they're like, congratulations, I guess, and it's
gross. When the elevator's open, wouldn't Bellamy be like, do not look at my wife's pussy?
Yeah. I would have to say that to the whole student body. He would have to be like, look away, everyone. Totally. Do not look at my wife's pussy.
It's a little...
Not
that he doesn't want him to see, but he's like, it's just a little messed up right now.
Yeah, this isn't how it usually is, guys.
It'll grow back.
It's usually tighter. Too bad when we were watching it, you turned to me and you were like, what did you say that Zach was going to say to Belding? Like, well, I guess now we've both been up in that puss. And I was like,
I don't know.
Because I was like, now it makes them kind of blood brothers.
Oh, my God.
Were they like...
No, but Tori delivered the baby.
Zach's going to be covered in his principal's wife's puss juice.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
That seems very inappropriate.
You totally said that.
This got real filthy. Is every episode this filthy?
Oh, no. Well, no, it depends on this... No, I don't think they... Well, sometimes, because we do have debates on who fucks who and stuff like that.
Sure.
I've said finger blast on many an episode.
Right.
That's maybe, like, as balls to the wall as
she got baby blasted.
Yeah. And we did spend a good 5 minutes talking about what her poop would be like.
It was the equivalent amount of time to the earthquake.
That's how long the earthquake lasted. Look, I'm telling you. Like I said, there's... several reasons I don't think I'll have kids. Surprisingly, that surprise shitting is top of the list. Top of the list.
Well, if you're pushing really hard.
I know, it's like and I'm sure anybody listening to this who's had a kid is like, what? That's the least of your worries. But I kind of didn't even think of that. I don't know why. Like, it never entered my mind. And then I was like reading something about childbirth and it was like, yeah, and then that
you
happened.
Will shit.
It is. It was like, and then the shitting, and then like, it was just, that's a part of it. And then I was like, what? No, I'm not.
Here's another one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that stuck out to me as the worst possible part other than the excruciating pain.
I got real silly with this one for some reason.
I like it.
I think I'm a little, you know, I didn't sleep a lot last night for some reason or another. It was one of those like weird dreams nights.
Right.
So I didn't sleep great. And so I'm a little punchy right now. I'm a little punchy.
I like it. It made for a good episode.
Push up, pop, cause I'm saved by the bell. And then credits.
Totally, this one could have been a lot real. They could have at least, we'll say this bare mins, like the kid It doesn't have to be gross. It doesn't have to be like chunks.
Just a little gunky.
Something. Yeah. Something. I mean,
they could have just put like a little petroleum jelly on it or something. Just
it should have been shiny, sweaty, something. But it's like super pristine. And also, this kid is minimum like 6 months old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a giant baby. It is
an enormous baby. Yeah. Almost a toddler.
Yeah. Yes. The kid like walks out like, yeah. Hi, guys.
Hey. What's up, Diggs?
But yeah, they didn't even try to make it look even
remotely
dirty.
Whoa, light some incense in here. Yeah. It smells weird.
It smells weird. It's a combination of smells. It's many smells going on.
No, this is so disrespectful to anyone who's ever had a baby.
I know. I'm sorry, moms listening. I mean, they know, though. They know how gross it gets. They lived it.
I mean...
We're not saying anything that's not true.
No, and we're not making a value judgment, but I think we're just sort of poking fun at the fact that I understand what they were trying to do with this episode.
Yeah.
Trying to make it a special episode about overcoming stuff.
Yes.
But they at least could have dabbled in a little bit more. They could have grounded the birth a little
bit
better.
Yes, I agree. And they're, I mean, well, yes, definitely that had room to be a little more realistic. And also, although it could have gotten grim, I mean, if they really wanted to act like there was, like, complicated, I guess it could have gotten grim in the way that teenagers don't need to deal with a complicated birth in the way that they, I mean, what are they going to do? Go, the baby's face is blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't do anything that grim, but yeah, they could have at least, like, sprayed some shit on the baby to be like, look, it's a freshly born baby.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
It's totally fresh. Fresh out of the oven.
And so, yeah. And then so the elevator doors open. The entire school sees his wife's au revoir. And then it ends.
That's it.
Yeah. So this is your second ever episode that you've ever watched of the show?
Yeah, the first one. I mean, I'd seen pieces of the show. But this is the first. This is the second episode that I watched start to finish. The first one being the last time I was on the
show. Yes, exactly. So you're welcome for exposing you to two episodes of this piece of art.
I'm glad I got to see this very special episode.
I'm glad you got to see your ex-lover, Leanna Creel,
doing
stuff.
No, we were not lovers. Basically, it was one tiny smooch, and it wasn't...
Lovers.
And by the way, it was more smooching on my part. Her face was more frozen in horror.
Okay, why was she... Okay, this was a date, though, right? You were like, let's go on a date,
Leanna
Creel.
I thought it was a date. I don't think she thought it was a date.
Oh, she thought it was just friend time.
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did you guys do? Did you take her to dinner?
I think we went to see... We probably went to see a movie. We went to UCLA. I probably went to see a movie in Westwood.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was just trying to think how she would think it was just friend time and you would think it was a date, but I guess you weren't like, hi, let's go to dinner and I'll walk in the...
I don't know.
...gardens.
I mean,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of romantic
stuff. I kept referring
to
this particular episode and saying, like, wouldn't it be crazy if one of us had a baby?
Yeah. What if we got locked in an elevator together and someone shit in front of us? Would you like? Would that be romantic?
No. All right. Well, I'm going to try to kiss you anyway. That was wildly inappropriate.
So when's the last time you talked to her?
Oh, I haven't talked to Leanna in probably like 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you should call her. Call her when you get home.
That's
and
good
say,
idea.
Hey, I saw some of your finest work tonight.
Hey, great job with that baby, but
great
I won't
job.
Say what I was referring to.
Yeah,
to see
great
if she
job delivering that baby in an elevator and see what she says.
She'd remember it if I said that.
Oh, if you gave her that
I'm
much
sure
detail?
She would. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What if she was like, I've done it in real life 5 times.
Oh, fuck. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've decided to become Tori.
Yes, totally. I wear a leather jacket now everywhere and drive a motorcycle.
But it has the shoulder pads of a linebacker.
Yeah, totally. It's clearly a men's leather jacket. Okay, dude. Well, we did it.
Yeah, go Bayside.
Let's
go
fucking,
babies.
I'm going to high five you, mic it.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a bad one. That was a much
better
one.
Okay, well, we did it twice. Don't do that. You're going to pass out.
Oh, yeah. I'll pass out and I'll miss the earthquake drill.
That's right. And you won't be able to see me shitting in an elevator, which is what happens.
Oh, man. So strange.
Okay, well, this is going to go up in a couple of weeks. You don't need to. You're at Nerdist.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you do cool stuff. I'm going to be back on your show again.
I know.
And when it'll be soon after this airs, and I get to be on with Janet Varney and Jimmy Pardo.
That's going to be a great show.
Two of my real life best friends.
So good.
It's going to Hey, can I win it? Will you let me win it?
Well, no, that's
can we get it
fair.
Fixed? Come on. I won't tell anybody.
Now, see, even if I jokingly say yes
oh, yeah,
and then you
shit.
Do win, then it's
okay,
going to
Okay, no,
like,
I don't
oh.
want to win. I don't want to win. I don't want to win.
Well, now they're just going to think the opposite.
Maybe I'll edit this part
it's
out.
All right, because I'm saved by the bell.
All right, guys. That
I'm
was another-
shitting in an elevator. I'm pregnancy shitting in an elevator. Everything coming out every orifice. I'm about it. Front poop out a baby, back poop out a turd. Why'd I have all that fudge and peanut butter?
Front poop out a baby. Yep. I like how you go, we're being disrespectful to mothers, and then you sing front poop out a baby.
I was singing it, so it's
beautiful.
It's less disrespectful.
Right. It's a beautiful rendition of a
That's
song.
That's an old Celtic song.
Right. How does it go? How does the rest of it go?
And my friend with a leather jacket gonna deliver this baby with a shirt she got at a shower they concocted so they didn't have to take a test.
That's an old Celtic song.
Yeah, yeah. It's a song of the ages. Yep. Some people think that it had something to do with Stonehenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do people river dance to this for special occasions?
Yeah, yeah. There was, I mean, in the director's cut of this episode, there was...
Maybe there is a director's cut where the baby is gnarly and covered in shit.
That's great. You know what would be really fun is to basically make gritty versions of these episodes.
Somebody did bring that up. God, I can't remember now. But yeah, being like... You know, what would really happen if this happened? And then I kind of want to do that. I kind of want to do that like
Clive Barker's Saved by the Bell.
Oh my God. That's like who my dad reads.
Time to play.
Yeah. Like I kind of want to do animated versions where it's like, here's what would really happen if this shit happened, you know?
Yep.
Like this is what it would really be like if two kids had to deliver a baby in an elevator.
Yep.
It would not be pretty.
Real Saved by the Bell.
Yes. Let's make it. You want to write it with me?
Well, we don't have to write it. We can just do a shot-for-shot remake.
Right, but then we have to... Yeah, but we write, like, the when it goes off the rails into, like, realness land.
Yep.
So we'll do that.
And
you've got a lot of spare time, right? You don't have 700 jobs.
No. I can totally do this.
You have so much spare time.
No, I can. We can do this.
Okay, we're going to do it. We'll get it done. Okay, I feel bad that I interrupted your song to end the show.
No, that was the end of it.
Just sing while I make announcements and stuff.
Well, I'm running in the morning and I'm learning to live for class and I gotta deliver baby at my principal's wife's ass.
Okay.
She shit the baby out.
You're super punchy, or as my mom would say, full of beans.
I'm full of beans.
You're really full of beans.
Mrs. Belding's wife was full of beans, but she got rid of them when she had a baby.
Oh my God. 90% of this episode is about Mrs. Belding's butthole.
90% of the contents of her stomach came out when she...
That's all. When she, I started
she
it.
She did when she had a...
I started it.
When she
it.
Had a tandem shit baby. There was... you know, like when skydivers...
Wait, skydiver shit?
No, when they come out tandem.
It was oh,
so, like the baby and the... One of these babies doesn't look so good.
One of the, like, they're the same size.
Mrs. Belding, did you fuck a corn monster?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
No way you can keep any of this in.
One of these, I'm not editing a fucking second of this out. I am not editing 1 second of this out, listeners. I hope you're dealing with this.
You better put an explicit tag at the top of this episode.
This is the gnarliest.
Well,
this
but
is
I feel
the too hot for TV episode of Go Bayside.
It's befitting. This is this episode. It's very serious.
I just love you even joking that her turd would be the same size as a human child. Did you fuck a corn monster? Holy God, Chris.
I'm sorry. I have a problem.
Okay, we're both like crying laughing over Mrs. Belding's shit.
I've laughed this hard in a long time.
Okay. I would love... Maybe I'm going to, off record, I'll press stop and you and I, just for fun, will talk more about Mrs. Belding's shit. But I might, for the sake of the listeners, have to cut this off now. But don't worry, you and I will discuss it for a couple more hours.
Okay, good.
Off record.
Excellent. So, what do you think the consistency
Is it like...
Okay.
I mean, do you think it... Are we still... I'm sorry, just... You can go through it.
Okay. Okay, you guys, that was another episode of Go Bayside. I hope, even after this one, you'll listen to the next one, and that you won't cancel your subscription.
You were the one who said shit.
I started it. I started it.
It didn't even cross my mind.
I totally started it, and I will take that.
You can't drop that in my lap and expect me to just be silent about it.
I fully accept responsibility, everyone. It was totally my idea. All right, you guys. That was another episode of Go Bayside. Now, the next episode, for those of you guys watching along on Netflix, the next one is another clip show. It's called Best Summer of My Life, so I think I'm going to skip it, and I'm going to do, I think, the school song one next. So, for those of you watching along, prep for school song. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, and it did. Chris is still laughing. What did you think I said? Tell me now. Tell me now. You have to tell. You're like losing your damn mind.
I don't drink and I don't smoke pot. This is just me naturally right now.
I don't either. I'm high on life and poop jokes. Tell me.
It's not.
You have to tell me.
I thought she...
What did you think I said?
I thought you were making a joke because we were talking about vaginas. I thought you said the next episode is a clit show.
No! No, you didn't!
I swear to God.
Dude. All right. I did not say that. I said it was a clip show called The Best Summer of My Life, which, like I said, I might skip that one because it is just kind of stuff we've already seen before. So school song, prep for that one. Thanks again for all the high iTunes ratings and reviews, of which I expect to nosedive after this episode.
One star. Unsubscribe.
One star, all caps. Totally. I don't care. If I wanted to hear this much about poop, I'd listen to Dr. Oz's podcast.
This is not what I expect from a Saved by the Bell theme podcast. I'm going to write to the producers and make sure that you're shut down.
Obstetricians are going to be like, boo, thumbs down. There's more important things to childbirth than the poop part.
This episode was shittier than that elevator.
When I listened to this podcast, my mouth opened wider than Mrs. Belding's butthole did.
I'm dropping the mic.
I'm leaving.
All right, you guys, Chris has left the building. This has been another episode of Go Bayside.
Beep, 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 go!